The feast we celebrate tomorrow is the conversion of St. Paul, and it's precisely that story that we've just heard which recounts that event. Paul is on the road to Damascus. A bright light appears in the heaven. He falls to the ground, and a voice speaks to him aloud, saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" His whole life changes from that moment. He converts. Nothing is the same again. And throughout Paul's letters, we get the very strong sense that his conviction for his preaching mission derives from this exact moment. "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me," he will go on to say to the Galatians. This is the Christ who breaks into Paul's life definitively, unmistakably, dramatically. And this great story, which is utterly foundational to the church, to the proclamation of the gospel, the moment which begins, which launches Paul's preaching mission, a story which can perhaps provoke a mixed reaction. And I admit, it has occasionally put a nagging thought at the back of my head. I think jealousy's a strong word, but there's something of that. When struggling with a particular spiritual question, agonizing over a difficult decision, confronting a doubt, one can wonder, where's the bright light? Where's the voice that speaks aloud to me? Where's my Damascus moment? Where's the definitive divine intervention in my life? With a little pause for thought, I think it becomes clear that perhaps this is an odd question to ask. Could there be a more dramatic divine intervention, a more singularly astonishing sign of God's action in this world, than for God himself to become man and to walk on the face of this earth? In the person of Jesus Christ, God did break definitively, unmistakably, dramatically into our world. He came to us so that we might be with him. And to hope for more drama seems to misunderstand this event, what happened in the stable at Bethlehem and the events that followed 2,000 years later. But still, we might ask, what about today? What about now? Where's the divine drama in my life now? Again, I think a little pause for thought and the punch of this question is removed. The desire seems to be for sights and for sounds, some kind of empirical contact with the God who acts in our life, in whom we believe. But to take just one example, is this not precisely what God gives us in his church? Each day in Mass, we hear the word of God proclaimed. We hear the God who speaks. The word of God is living and active. God speaks each day to you and to me. And each day in Mass, we are also invited to receive Christ bodily. St. Thomas Aquinas beautifully points out that one of the reasons for the real, true presence of Christ in the Eucharist is friendship. It belongs to friendship, for friends to be together. And in his charity, Christ does not deprive us of his bodily presence whilst we journey here on earth. He unites himself to us in the sacrament of the altar. So, where's the dramatic intervention of God in my life? Well, the drama's there, if only we have the eyes to see, the ears to hear. With senses elevated by faith, is there any event, any experience more dramatic on this earth than the celebration of Mass each day? And just one final thought. I think there is a particular way in which this feast that we celebrate, the conversion of St. Paul, might help us grow that faith, which opens our eyes to the work of God. The story we heard is, in fact, the second time we hear it in the Acts of the Apostles, and it will go on to be told a third time. Three times in one book, the exact same story is told in similar words. It clearly was a story foundational to St. Paul's preaching mission and to the life of the church more generally. And perhaps there is a lesson for us, to learn to tell our own story. In doing just this, in articulating the moments that define our relationship with Christ, we too will begin to see the workings of grace more clearly. St. Peter wrote in his first letter, "Be ready to give a defense to anyone asking you for the reason for the hope that is in you." There is perhaps more divine drama in our lives than we realize. Whether it involves bright lights or not, God continues to act.